Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Technology is everywhere, and so many of us have children, and a lot of our children want a smartphone. Well, there are some things that you need to consider before you give your child a smartphone, and we've got Rod De Silva back on the show. He is a tech entrepreneur, father of three, and he's concerned about the amount of time this generation of kids is spending online, and frankly, so are we. Rod, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. All right, so let's jump right in. What are some of the things we need to consider?
But to give your child a phone, that's
yes.
a long list. But I think the most important thing that every parent should consider before deciding to buy their child a phone is really just understanding that it's much, much more than a phone. I've talked to a lot of parents who have 6 and 7 year olds now that they're looking at putting a phone in their pocket so that when they're playing at the park or whatever, they can get a hold of them. That's a perfectly valid reason for wanting to give your child a phone. But then get a flip phone for them, right? I mean, if it is just to be able to reach them, there are all simple alternatives. It's interesting that the market today has flip phones for the elderly because the tech phones are just too complicated for them. And I can see that phone being useful for a much younger child as well. But the moment you get into that, Mom, Dad, I want the iPhone, you're in a whole new ball of wax in the sense that it's much more than a phone. As you know, you're walking around with a computer in your pocket. And there's all kinds of ramifications for that.
You know, and I want to get into those ramifications. You know, it's interesting because I have three children, and my eldest now, he's 12, and he is the only, he basically doesn't have a phone yet, and he keeps coming home all the time. He's just gotten to grade 7, and he's like, Mom, I'm the only one in my grade without a phone. I'm the only one, and I want the 6. I want the iPhone 6. And it's funny because, A, there's a lot of pressure because everyone else has one, and I've held out. I mean, I've held out for, yes, the reasons that you're going to talk about, Rod, but also for the whole electromagnetic reason, right? The whole EMF reason and the fact that they're putting these phones to their brains, which are, you know, we don't even know the long-term effects now that's going to be, you know, causing our children. So
sure.
I do want to hear some of the, you know, some of your opinions as to why you really feel that, or do you feel that our children shouldn't have it? If you have children, do your children have it? I mean, just, we'd love to hear a little bit about your opinion on this.
Well, I get the peer pressure to have one. I mean, it seems everyone's got a personal device like these phones. But again, there's options. I don't have a problem with the phone per se as a device. What I worry about is you give a child of that age, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, a phone with a data plan, and they're walking down the street with. I mean, understand this: a data plan is a wide open internet connection with all that the internet provides. And if you're like me and you believe that our kids are growing up way too fast these days, that's only going to accelerate it, right? So there are options. A lot of people just go to their local cellular provider and they say, I'd like a phone, and they get the latest plan, the 3-year plan or whatever it is with so much data, et cetera. And understand that the phone companies want you to do that. They want to sell you data. The phone, they're giving the phones away almost. Or for $99, you can get the latest iPhone 9 or whatever it is today, and you can get the data plan for it. First of all, you're going to pay for that phone 3 times over with the data plan over the course of the contract. A different option is to go to Best Buy and buy the phone outright. All right, you can pay for the phone outright, and then take it to your cellular provider and just say, "Look, I just want I want phone capability, but I don't want a data plan capability." And now the child has a phone. When they're at home, they can connect to Wi-Fi, and they can do all the things that everyone else can do on their phone, but they don't have it walking to school. They don't have it in the classroom. They don't have it, you know, where they're less supervised. And that's an option a lot of people don't realize they have.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. I think that's an ideal solution, don't you, Andrea?
Oh, I do think it's a great solution and one that I think is doable. And you could text, right? You have talk and text, so that they still can text with their friends. They're just not actually surfing the internet, right, Rod?
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's the option there. But if you are going to go the full Monty and get yourself a data plan, and I'll be the first to admit that some cellular providers make it really hard for you to do that other option. They want to sell you the data plan. They want your kids online. That's where they're going to get their overages. That's where they're going to make their money. And I hate to put it in those terms, but these companies are in it for a profit, and they don't necessarily have your child's best interests in mind all the time. So you have to be aware of that. But you can get a phone, if you are going to go the full Monty and get the data plan on the phone, then the very first thing you should do is investigate the parental controls available for that phone. Your cellular provider will provide you, for yet again another fee for the month, some ability to control that phone. And, you know, I'm with Web Curfew. We do what we do for the Wi-Fi at home. The cellular providers are doing for the phones themselves. And you almost need a dual situation solution, because if all you ever did was block the phone, the data plan, your child comes home, switches to Wi-Fi, and then they're doing whatever they're doing till the wee hours of the night unsupervised that way. So you really need a solution on both sides.
Well, talk to us a little bit about webcurfew.com.
Sure. So it's a service I started about 6 years ago. I think I told the story last time I was on the show that I walked into my 14-year-old son's bedroom at around 11:30 at night, one school night, and expecting him to be fast asleep, and he was up on his laptop, and he guiltily closed the cover of it really quickly, and I realized then, I didn't get mad at him, because I realized the problem was really mine to deal with. I have lost control of this situation, and I'm a tech guy, and my wife, she said, well, you're a propeller head, you know, do something about this, and anyway, she challenged me, and 6 years later, I have webcurfew.com, and really what it is a website. It's not software. You're walking up to the website, and you're telling me the make and the model of the router that you already have in your house, and if it's one of about the 120 or so that we support, you can connect to our servers, and we can then show you all the devices that are in your house, and you can turn them off with respect to their connectivity to the internet, like a living room light switch. So you get them enumerated on a web page. And so if parents really like it for its simplicity, it's device agnostic. You're not dealing with the individual devices. You're just seeing a list of devices on your screen, and you can turn them on and off.
Oh, it's really cool. I'm looking at the site now. What a great idea.
And what we do is, so that's, you can control when your kids go on. And if I didn't mention it, it's absolutely free. So you can come on, you can start using it. We not only provide you with the ability to turn access, we call it web access, on and off by device, but we also give you the ability to block where kids go on the internet by category. So, for example, most parents would want to block pornography as a subject category, or violence. And you can check those up to 65 categories we have. You can check the ones you're not interested in getting to, and that'll prevent anyone on your Wi-Fi network from getting to those web types of websites. So all of that is absolutely free. We don't charge for it. So it's really about putting responsible boundaries around your kids' online time.
And I think that's great. I mean, I know the one I used to have, Rod, I had emailed you that it wasn't on your list, but I got a new Wi-Fi now, so I'm definitely going to sign that up, because I mean, the way I'm controlling it right now with my kids is I just turn off the Wi-Fi, but that's not always conducive or good for me, because I work late sometimes.
Sure.
So that means I can't be online, right? So that's why webcurfew.com is such a good idea, because then you can still do what you need to do, but you're just controlling what your kids are doing. So for all of you who are listening, I highly recommend going to Rod's website and checking it out, because I do think it's, and I like how you said that, Rod, that it wasn't your son's problem, that it was your problem. And as parents, we need to take this, you know, take responsibility for it and really teach our children, I guess, or I don't like to use the word control, but to basically say when enough is enough, right?
Absolutely. We don't let our kids raise themselves on the streets, right? We have physical curfews.
Right.
We know where they are at avenues. So why are we letting them raise themselves online? We really do need as a generation of parents to start dealing with this situation. It's important, because we don't know what the long-term effects are of too much consumption of media is. So.
No, it's a very good point. We're out of time today, Rod. If just really, really quickly, how many computers can you, I guess, work on webcurfew.com? Could it be up to a certain number? Is it unlimited for one household? Oh, I think we lost Rod. No problem.
I'm
we'll
here.
Get him next. Oh, okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I said it's unlimited. It's just how many devices your router supports. So it's whatever your router supports, we support.
Perfect. All right. Well, that was a little technical glitch, but we're back. All right. We are done for today. You can learn more about Rod at webcurfew.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at webcurfew. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy.